As you drive from Park City to Heber City on Highway 40, after you pass the Jordan Hill Reservoir on your left, you hit a stoplight at the intersection with River Road. Just past that intersection as you head into town, on your right, there are 2,800 acres of open farmland called the North Fields. In 2000, Heber City passed a proclamation supporting plans to preserve the scenic character and open space of the North Fields. But in November 2014, the Wasatch County Council voted to rezone the area from one unit on 20 acres to one unit on 10 acres. Steve Capson was on the council at the time. He said landowners approached him about the change because it would increase the value of their land. And he says the new zone wouldn't ruin the open feel of the area.
And it still didn't invite massive growth. I mean, we're only talking about one home per 10 acres. At a maximum, if every parcel of property would be subdivided to its maximum and every parcel were to be built on, we figured that there would still be 98% open space. This is not a slippery slope to developing out the North Fields. It's not opening Pandora's box. This is simply a mechanism to make a zone that's a little bit more fair to all the property owners in light of the fact that there is never going to be any compensation for those owners for the regulatory zone that's been placed upon them.
But Tracy Taylor with the Wasatch Taxpayer Association disagrees, and so do at least 2,000 other citizens who signed a petition to get a referendum on this year's ballot to keep the current 20-acre zone in the North Fields. Taylor says Capson can't guarantee what will happen in the future.
There's no way for him to proclaim that it's not a slippery slope. He doesn't have the power to stop that from happening. There are actual county officials that are concerned it would be a slippery slope, that 2 years prior to this last rezone, there was an application for a 5-acre rezone. So to say this 10 acres wouldn't go to a 5-acre rezone in the future, no one can predict that because it's already happened once. Anybody can apply for these rezones. And so to say it won't happen in the future is hard to predict.
Capson says it's unfair to burden a few landowners with the responsibility of maintaining open space while others around them can develop.
And there's a ton of those lots of record in there that are a whole bunch smaller than 20 acres. And so what we looked at is if we were to lower it down to 10 acres, what would be the impact? Well, it would only increase the number of lots, and it's been too many years, but I think it was 52 or 53. Even if every large parcel owner were to maximize the number of lots, meaning go and divide them down to 10 acres or more, it would only add about 50, I think it was 53 at the back of my mind, but 53 additional lots or parcels that would be a buildable parcel. That's not very many out of 2,600 acres.
Taylor questions Capson's numbers, saying even the county planning director doesn't know how many lots of record are in the North Fields. And she says there are ways to compensate the landowners for the lost value of their land. For example, offering them transferred development rights, called TDRs, or passing bonds to pay the landowners.
We're talking about bonding in the future. We're talking about TDRs. We're talking about conservation easements with Utah Open Lands. We're talking about that stuff. So those things have been discussed as some tools in the toolbox, so to speak, moving forward to give these landowners some options.
Capson says a consultant's report indicates TDRs wouldn't work because there's nowhere to transfer the development rights to. And he wants to reassure voters that the zoning change won't change much.
This will not have a significant impact on future development. We're not going to see a sea of homes in the North Field. There are other natural constraints that are hurdles to get over that are going to be very difficult for anybody to ever try and develop out the North Fields in a high density manner. It's in the dam failure flood zone. That's one big hurdle, obviously, to really high density. But it's not going to invite massive dense development. But it is fair amongst all property owners.
Taylor says voters should also consider the landowners who moved to North Fields because they like the open space. She added that some North Fields landowners were behind the petition to get the measure on the ballot.
The majority of those landowners just want to be left alone. You know, there's a good portion of them that just want to deed it over to their kids and keep it within the family. And so there's ways to do that, to not have to pay excessive taxes on that.
Proposition 12, the Northfields zoning change, is on this year's ballot, which will be mailed to all Wasatch County voters next week. Ballots need to be filled out and in the mail by November 7th. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.